Yeah. And yo, Black, it's time.
Word.
Bird's timing. It's time, man.
One on the radio, since the 6 o'clock blitz.
I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure.
Warm it up, gang. 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 Warm it up.
We are going to jump on sound. You cannot cross the border. Cause we are clad body. You will come, we kill you already. And you are the follower. There is no form of threat to weak or when it comes to lyrics. We have it. So
time goes by, and I for an eye. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sun shines to light up the sky. We in this together, son, your beef is mine.
Clap at your soldiers, sober that leave. It's over, killer.
I get money, I get money.
Yeah.
Boom. One order
radio.
6 o'clock.
Blitz.
CJS.
F.
90.1. F to the.
F.
Burnaby SF.
You.
That's what it is, and that's how real MCs do. I'm your host, Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams.
Guilty Black, brilliance looming, and never conscious knowledge.
Yo, it's Digi.
Just Digi.
Just
Selector. Chin and checker.
Digital.
Neck protector.
Digital.
Verse with the nectar.
Oof. Come on, talk about those nectarines, Lord.
And that's what I love, man. Love back into the forest, back into the earth.
And that was what we was just tapping into, right? Was the Earth Riots.
What a crazy show, man. I love that show, man. It's so great. You know, you guys need to check that out. It comes on at, what time is it? 5 o'clock?
5:30.
Yeah.
5:30, if I'm not mistaken.
It's a great show. Great show.
Absolutely, man. Always building on, you know,
knowledge, real knowledge.
Man, the hydrosphere, the geosphere.
Uncut knowledge, you know what I mean? Right to your vein, right?
Right to your vein. Mainlining, you know what I mean? Mainlining, baby.
Mainlining knowledge, you know, nothing but the positive out here, man.
Absolutely, man. And tonight, you know, for who and all that is tapping in, tonight we got a special guest we interviewing. She goes by the name of Uza. Dope female artist coming out of Truth Cypher, a.k.a. Toronto.
The six.
Yo, six, stand up right now. You know what I mean? But, you know, victory, man. Vancouver, stand up. Make some noise for yourself.
Calgary, stand up.
Man, come on. Edmonton.
Newfoundland, stand up.
P.E.I.
Stand up. Saskatchewan.
Stand up.
Let's go.
Come on, man. Manitoba, stand up.
New Brunswick.
Stand up. Montreal.
Let's go.
Come on, man. All across the nation, man. You know how we do, baby.
Yellowknife.
Oh, man. We talking about the Yukon territories.
Let's go.
Come on, man. We traveling, baby. We traveling. That's what we do at One Order Radio. And we here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. You could tap in on the CJSF.ca website or download the app on the Google Play Store or the iOS, whatever you're using, Android, Apple, man, One Order, we everywhere, baby. And you could definitely live stream if you still ain't rocking the radio. But for all of my brothers and sisters who got the radio in their house or their car, you tapping into the blitz.
6 o'clock. CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yo,
man. SFU burn, baby.
I love this here, man. You know what I mean? I love this. This is this thing of ours here. You know, it's a beautiful
this
you know?
Thing of ours here.
You know what I'm saying?
This it's thing of ours, it, you know?
This thing of ours.
I don't know what it is, but it's just something about this thing we got going on here. You know?
Oh, man.
This HIP HOP thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. It's real. It's real over here, baby.
Put a little bit of garlic in there. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Chop up them green onions, you know?
Ooh.
Go grab some shallots, you know what I'm saying?
Oof.
got had a real sweet yellow onion, you know what I mean?
Oof.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, let that stir around in the pot for me. Get the flavor up, you know what I mean?
Get that flavor up. Add some coriander in there, you know what I mean? Some curry in there.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? We talking about cooking up a soup, man. We talking about that navy bean soup, man. The garlic, the onions, the... And I mean, come on, man. It's like the antioxidants that are in the garlic, man. I mean, you know, me personally, I like to put ginger in there because the ginger helps that digestive, that gastric. You know what I mean? It really, like, I had some ginger. So I mixed in the ginger and boiled the lemon, the whole peel as well. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And, you know.
Flavor.
Very alkaline. Yes, it's kind of a little bit bitter, but it's the trick. You know what I mean? And peace to the God, respect Almighty. He put me onto that, put in the whole lemon and the lime in there if you want. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it just alkalizes the body. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're sick out there, you know, I always...
I'm not a doctor. Okay, go on.
I'm not a doctor.
Continue.
You know what I mean? Although I am kind of a surgeon with the mic. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. I mean, you know, I'll be cutting up some things every once in a while, but I'm only cutting it up to put it back together, baby. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Spread
That's right.
the love. Spread the love.
You know
love.
What I'm saying? I ain't here to kill. I'm only here to bail. You know what I mean? Word is bond. So, I like to definitely use the natural remedies that the earth offers. You know what I'm saying? Because that's really where it... Can I get an earth-a-lu-ya?
Earth-a-lu-ya.
Can I get an earth-a-lu-ya?
Earth-a-lu-ya.
Oh, man.
Earth-a-lu-ya. Yeah, most definitely. Well, that's where the medicine comes from, the earth, man. Ain't nothing, you know, ain't nothing more powerful from what the earth has to offer, man.
Absolutely.
We had an earthquake out here, man.
Talking about the earth, we had an earthquake.
We had another earthquake, too, all right? A 5-point something or something like that.
What,
like,
another one since what?
Yeah.
I didn't even feel that one.
I think it was up top there, you know?
Where, in North Van?
No, bro, come on now. It'd be devastation out here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, right? I know that it was on the coast there, right?
Yeah, it was.
But there was another one after that.
Yeah,
okay.
Right? And that one, the first one was off of Seashell, I think it was 4.8,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think they had a 5.6. You know what I mean? But it was 5 point something.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, man, it's getting closer and closer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been hearing this since the 90s about the big one, you know, right?
True indeed. I've been hearing that my whole life.
Right? So. So, yeah. We overdue, they say. Overdue? Well, I don't know. You know, if anyone remembers San Francisco. You remember San Francisco back then, Tromboy?
Yeah, the World Series. Is that what you're talking about?
You're funny. Actually, it was. Yeah, it was going on then, right?
I wasn't trying to be funny, man.
Okay.
It was going on there. Something crazy, yeah. Anyway, you know, the Bay Bridge, right? You know, they have it stacked, right? One traffic's going one way, and then on top, the traffic's going the other way, right?
Mm.
Like, they collapse and stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's real serious business, right? So, yeah, just be careful out there, people. You know, get your earthquake kits and stuff like that. You know, have that on deck because, you know, life's real, man.
Yeah, I heard a story that... It was actually Justin burrowing another tunnel to get out of his house or something. It was really an earthquake.
Where's this?
He was doing a tunnel, man.
I don't understand.
So you're saying that he was digging in a tunnel and it caused an earthquake?
Yeah, man. Those tunneling machines make some noise, man. They make some rumblings, you know what I mean?
Okay, that's just a joke.
I was trying to be funny.
My man is on Comic View today.
Yo,
BET
you're
Comic
not a
View.
Comedian, son.
Yo, man.
I'm just bugging,
it's beautiful, man.
It's
brotherly love, man. We out here, you know what I mean? You know,
I'm all serious talking about earthquakes.
Talking about tunnel digging.
He's talking about people digging tunnels trying to get into Canada.
You didn't hear that. Costco's having a shortage of baby oil in Vancouver, too. You didn't hear me.
We got the Trump now. Right? We got the Trump.
Trump. Hearing about Trump, man. I turn on the news, it's Trump.
We going to hear about it? We going to hear about how this guy playing poker and he's just straight on a bluff. You know what I'm saying? What the hell?
Boop.
You know, they're coming. Trust me, they're coming. Let's see it already. Let's just get it over with, right? That's all I have to say. I said my piece. I'm good.
My man Trump, man. You know what I mean?
I'm good.
Yo, what about what's going on with 50 and Big Meech, man? You know, what do you think the science is with that, man?
They're taking down another hero for a lot of people, aren't they?
Who's taking down a hero?
Well, you know what they're saying about Meech, right? Yeah. So, I mean, unfortunately, you know, I watched
the program.
Was into it too. You know, now that it's seemingly a different way, I've kind of lost interest in the show myself.
I
don't know, man. It just seems like the game's just reaching so much now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you know, it's just so negative and just like the game. It's just like a cesspool, you know? And it's like, yo, this wasn't what, you know what I mean? This what it was. It wasn't about this. You know what I'm saying? It's about spreading knowledge. It's about coming together. It's about creating community. It's about having a good time. You know? And just where they led this whole hip-hop thing into and, you know, what's fresh and what's not and just, you know, use a mind's up. Oh, he's the greatest thing. And then it's like, oh, you trying to do what? You trying to be bigger than me? Oh, hell no, man. Let me show you who you is. You know what I mean? And we're talking in slang, right? And it's like, wow, man. You know? It's like, when will we learn? You know what I mean?
Hip-hop's still fun for me. I don't really business what they do.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, dude, I like my music. You know, I could turn it on and get down miles.
Yeah.
My people, I don't really pay attention to what they're doing. I think the sad part is you know, again, with, I mean, the realization of Meech and those stories and stuff. I don't think we should glorify snitches, rats. I don't think they should be glorified.
That's funny, because I bet you 95% of these cats roaming around here is, bro.
That's the crazy part, you know?
Right.
That's why we're trying to do real business these days, man.
We shouldn't be glorifying the streets. He talking about snitching.
Right, right. It's like, what is this? When 50 had a restraining order on them cats while he was talking about, you know,
that's kind of debatable, right? Because you know, my man's got, you know, he allegedly got poked, right? And then you know, the NYPD put that restraining order on Black Child, right? Like it's one of those things where it's like nobody knows until they actually there, right? I mean, I've followed BMF, you know, for the longest time. You know what I mean? Since I was a youth, right? And you know, yes, like kind of going back to what Digi was saying about, you know, taking another hero down and you know, nobody really knows, right? Nobody really knows. However, you know, we discussed this, Gilby, about like, you know, did you know, and for the listener, just want to catch you up. So if you don't know who, you know, Big Meech is, right? Big Meech and his brother, Terry Flannery, they were the, you know, two leaders of, you know, the Black Mafia family, you know what I'm saying, which started in the late 70s, right? And this family is, you know, has been accredited for funding a lot of, you know, artists who have come out of Atlanta, you know, in the South, Midwest, even in New York, right? And they had really big influence, right? So, you know, if you Big Meech and his brother, they both got, you know, caught. And, you know, so, I mean, Big Meech, he did over a dime, you know what I mean? Around 15 years, right? And so he's out now. And if you haven't seen the show, you know, I'm sure, you know, if you haven't checked out, but like 50, you know, he does a lot of shows. Like he has Power and there's many different series in that. But he decided to do a series on the BMF family. And he got Big Meech's son, Lil Meech, to play Big Meech in the show. Right. So, you know, for the listener, this is kind of a little backstory. So if you decide to go look, but now that he's out, it seems like there's these rumors going out that he had this woman named Tammy and she was basically snitching for Big Meech, right? And they got one of the brothers, one of these generals, right? That's a part of the BMF. This is the rumor that's out, right? And, you know, I wonder if 50 had that in his cards. You know what I'm saying?
I think so. That's why I took them on. And that's why he's that way, because, I mean, we don't really talk about, like you said, his issues from when he first came out. They've already been pointed out. Nobody really cares anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But he's really quick to shoot somebody else down when he doesn't get his way. So, I mean, like, I think we just ignore them things. You know, who cares? I don't really business with that. Snitch is a snitch. Like, whatever. You did your time. You're a snitch. You know what it is. You don't deserve. We don't. You don't deserve any glory for that.
Yeah, but I mean,
we don't need. But you don't have no evidence on that.
Charleston White.
Honestly, like it's you know.
To call it, it's, to call
it's
him
been
that
said
without,
too much. It's been said too much, and you know, honestly, like, I mean, I'm not trying to be. I don't know everything about the law and stuff like that, but just it is what it is, man. Like, you know, it just. I'm not saying I know he is a snitch. I don't know anything, but I mean, it is what it is. You see what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. It's snitching. But whatever.
Bro, it's hard to be that large and not be around it. You know what I'm saying, right?
Then don't be that large.
Right? And, you know, but I mean, you know, Charleston White voice.
Charleston White voice. Let's go.
You know, like.
I love ratting. I write them all out.
Not so much on that, right? Not so much on that aspect of it, but the aspect of, you know what I mean? The yin and yang comes with that. You know what I'm saying? Are we putting him up for the right reasons? Right? Are we putting him up because he did a lot for the culture? And like Method Man said, you know, behind every fortune there's a crime, right? Mm. It's not only rap music, right? Mm-hmm. It's many other things, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, we gotta wonder, right? Mm-hmm. You know, he came out, right? Obviously, 50 has a lot of power, man. Mm-hmm. 50 can shut it down, like, now, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Right? And, you know, you gotta be wiser, mm-hmm. right? You gotta be wiser. And, you know, if a man's rolling with you, you know, he put your son on, you eating off of him, what's the problem? Like, why do you feel like you gotta jump ship? Who's in your ear telling you, oh, man, you Big Meech, man? You ain't gotta listen to nobody. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. But the streets done changed, and you gotta know who you playing with, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's
you,
true.
You know what I'm saying?
You was gone for a long time, right?
Right. Yeah. I don't know if they told you.
Yes.
I don't shine shoes anymore. You know what I mean?
Now go home and get your shine box.
Right? And yeah. it's not in a bad way, right? Nobody's yeah. dissing nobody, right?
Yeah.
Or anyone, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's just, yeah, you got to be careful who you're playing with, especially nowadays, man, because people, they're so emotional, man. Mm. And playing with 50, you know he's emotional. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right?
You know what kind of people show emotions, though? Like, that's not for the game, honestly.
What do you mean?
You can be emotional. The actions given are what they are. A real man is not going to do that to another man. Like, oh, here's the bag. Oh, now you don't get the bag. You know who does that?
Mm-hmm.
Not men.
Okay.
Men don't do that.
Oh, I'm sure some men do, bro.
No, not a real man.
Well, some men do.
You could take an L, man. You get up, dust yourself off, and keep going.
But that's the thing, right? And that's the problem with society right now. You know, it's like they don't teach you how to take that loss, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And if you do take that loss, you have to get revenge, or you have to, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm.
If the loss is unfair, you're entitled to your revenge. But, you know, you can't win them all.
No, you can't. And that's why I'm big on sports with kids and people. Because it teaches you to take a loss.
Big lesson. You're right. You're right.
It teaches you how to take a loss, right? And you can apply that in another aspect of your life later on, right?
Yeah.
Where, you know, you're like, ah.
You don't rip off your jersey while you're walking off the court and show disdain for your team.
Oh, you don't do that.
You
never.
Don't do that,
never.
LeBron lovers.
You win as a team.
LeBron lovers.
You win as a team, and you lose as a team. You know what I'm saying?
Even when you made the team.
Right?
Yeah. No, that's most definitely peace, man. So, you tapping in, man. One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. We're going to run some tunes and then get into this interview, man. So, you know, make sure you tell your mama, your auntie, your grandpappy, your papa, your woman, your children, gather around.
Yeah,
One Order's in the
place. Shout out to your grandpappy.
You thought you wasn't going to hear, but pew, pew, pew,
pew. Right, DJ.
Prior the unbroken lock, drug it out to behold it. Wild and uncomfortable. unclothed and unbound and disrobed and this close to the origin and somehow still so foreign. Unspoken ancestor cries in my throat choking, my eyes overflowing, whole body rocking and moaning. Wide open ocean with no coast or shore and its unbridled power to destroy if it's ever unfrozen. The mystery encrypted in the hard drives, history enlisted in the archives, calligraphy scripted in my scars, scribed by hard times, cross lines, false signs, hard hearts and lost minds. Part of my complex, I've been robbed of my context, disregarded my body's ever squabbling and hard sex. Constant stress, loss of consciousness, an annoying sense of voicelessness, lost depression, unresolving arguments. Not enough rest, not in my chest, not enough deep breath, not enough sweet caress, not enough respect, just regret. My son, he's next, these never rest, they gotta go somewhere. These motherfuckers manifest, they gotta go somewhere. Handfuls of your hair, heart full of my father's fear and my father's fear, because you're here and they're not here. It's not clear, don't know how we got here, but we die here. Not fair, too many blood stains and murder scenes to hide here. Escaping in my ideals and my good vibes and all the feels and IG reels, conspiracy theories, anxiety pills, new sneakers and high heels, automobiles, Black Friday deals and all the same. All of it is foam on an ocean of rage. I performed on a stage, protested all in their face, got thrown in a cage for overnight stays and was home in a day. Walked and prayed in Mecca and Africa on a sunny day and blew my pain through my beloveds anyway.
See me in the moonlight, breeze on a cool night. Can I ever move right? New season, new fight. See me in the moonlight, breeze on a cool night. Can I ever move right? New season, new life.
For when we say you should know the truth and the truth shall set you free, 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 free.
Feel it in the wind, feel it in the wind. Anguish the ocean that we're swimming in. The cycle end and begin again, sir. 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 Feel it in the wind, feel it in the wind. Anguish the ocean that we're swimming in. The cycle end and begin again, sir. 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 The cycle end and begin again.
Hey, yo, Red Man, you gotta talk to him.
I gotta tell what I feel.
Word.
I gotta talk about my life as I see it.
Spit that.
Yo, got the voice of Biggie all in my headphones. I'm invincible when I listen to Ready to Die. Get the same feeling I get, like he was right there when he wrote it. I swear I'm him when I quote it.
Word.
45 Glocks of text are expected when I wreck. Hey Brooklyn, you're all on my guest list. They paint a picture like rap won't never last. But when I draw Emilio Estevez, wow, the living legend. In 87, I had a 9, I was a KRS freshman.
Yeah.
I took notes, built my own bridge. I sold pain while I listened to Long Live. I'm a product of EPMD and WA, Slick Rick Biz and Chuck D, hey? It ain't nothing like hip-hop music. You women like the way I do it.
I walk up in the club like, look at here. Snap back chain on like, look at here. I'm hip-hop till I die like, look at here. Women showing their titty for me like, look at here.
Turn the lights out,
now turn them on. Everybody got getting lit like, look at here. The streets love me and I'm back like, look at here. I'm hip-hop till I die, look at here.
Yeah, look at here, they look and stare. The cook is here, no rookies here. I take it back to Stan Tookie, yeah. My delivery is Amazon, I took it there. I'm pouring out the wine while I rhyme, cook, cook, cook in here. The teacher, it's only knowledge I look to share. But every now and then these rappers get the hook and spear. First to bust the nine, I flip modes when I bust the rhyme. Psychologically, they can't fuck with mine. I come to rhyme, I come to rap. You undermine mine, your face, I come to slap. Straight ghetto rap tracks, I come for that. I'm going way back like Just Ice with a handmade hat.
Yeah.
On this Red Man track, I'm laying back. Everything is in order. Money waters, I'm playing that. Whatever, man, that's hot like cooking wear. You want the raw hip-hop?
I walk up in the club like, look at here. Snap back chain on like, look at here. I'm hip-hop till I die like, look at here. Women showing they titty for me like, look at here.
Turn the lights out.
Now turn them on. Everybody
I get it lit like, look at here. The streets love me and I'm back like, look at here. I'm hip-hop till I die. Word. Look at here.
Every day we pray. Feel that pain, man. So every day we pray. Let's get to it, man. Yeah. Look, nowadays I ain't sleeping often. Don't slip up when I'm on edge. Just proceed with caution. Street extortion. We pulling up if we don't receive a portion. Put choppers to the side of your face like you were Stephen Hawking. We see it often when the streets is talking. Mama crying, had to put her son down. He suffered from heat exhaustion. Body dismembered, he don't need a coffin. Got troubled for that paper he had before he can read his fortune. Yes. I know them tales about winning cases and cold prices. Death row life is admitted rapist and throat slices. Your life is known as a fairy tale to most writers. We share no likeness. A crime pays, then the flow's priceless. I've said my piece on every known crisis. And beheaded rappers talking about jury. They know how cold ice is. No diapers. No, I know that won't like this. No itis, but you full of for thinking you so righteous. I know them streets be understanding ran. I sold my dope gram to gram until I graduated from doing hand to hands. No DMs on the gram. We had to speak man to man. HK sitting on something that looked like a camera stand. From the hills of Russia, the dark caves in Afghanistan. You'll never overthink it as long as you understand the plan.
I gotta understand,
damn,
man.
Success I never could wait for. That's strictly for the weak. When I see my prey, then I pray on it. Pray on it.
Light up the pressure, my eyes get more red. I watch the projects get sadder for block than they did cornbread. Couldn't tie the durag too tight, lines on my forehead. Boss head, starting to drop bodies, sandwiches all fed. That was starving, you got on blue or do all red. They call feds, whether it's Timberland boots or Cortez. Old nigga used to wear jewelry shades with a bald head. I remember he the one that name would come up whenever they took bread. Clinton spark tape, instrumental, I'm writing hard lines. Getting advice from that's getting drunk at the bar, yeah. A lot of cash, him and the Frenchie, they left the dog dead. I don't know the facts, that's what up by the park said. Money conversations, I feel a rush when you talk bread. Popeyes for dinner, two biscuits, and give me dog legs. Your opinion, I can only hear what God says. Swiss cheese, it leave the interior of that car red. Plug came from Ecuador, met that on Audubon. 173rd with a couple bricks and a Honda dog. Making magic, talk to a fiend that's trying to break a habit. Took up a steak and salad, Midtown by Jacob Javits. Don't never underestimate the turtle race, the rabbit. Already know these mad, let's see who we can make the maddest. Nike shocks, I play the locks when they rock Jacob Carris. Jacob, I just got up with Lou Sims and I relate to Ferris. Far from average, my establishment is golden. Till a casket full, I'm chosen. Flicking ashes, pouring roses, know I'm rolling. Rolling. Daughter on the way, I think of Kobe. I wanted Angelina Jolie. You took a pic, don't mean you know me. Don't know me.
Music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Going on, Van City. You in the place to be right now. It's your host, Supreme Freedom, aka Hard Body Dreams. You tuned in with One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz, CJSF 90.1 FM. We live at Burnaby SFU. Got my man Digital on the decks. Got my brother Guilty Black. Oh man, we having a great time over here. How y'all brothers feeling?
Feeling great, man. How you feeling?
Feeling good, man.
That's what it's about, man. It's about having a good time. You know what I mean? We're gonna have good times out here. You know what I mean? You never know when it's gone. You know what I mean?
And that's real talk, man. That's real talk.
Right? You know, there's a lot of things going on in our community right now, and you know, it's just, you know, just be. I'm very grateful for every breath. You know what I mean? And the fact that we get to be here and just build with y'all. You know what I mean? And, you know, we definitely live right now as well on the gram. You know what I mean? Y'all can tap in. Hard Body Dreams. Go on to the gram if you're dealing with the gram. And, you know, listen to this interview live. But, hey, man, if you with us right here, you know what I'm saying? That's most definitely peace.